Many folk songs have been written in the first person, the original authentic folk songs. They have been written during the actual occurrence of a historic event by someone who was involved in this event. The song my brother would like to sing now was written in the first person by a man about 150 years ago. It's entitled Hangman.
Hangman, hangman, slack your rope. Hangman, hangman, slack your rope. Slack it for a
short.
Yeah, it sure was. That was short, wasn't it?
That was quite short.
Yeah, it's from the album The Other Side of the Smothers, The Two Sides or something of the Smothers Brothers.
Yeah,
what is it?
Listen,
we're real embarrassed here. We didn't realize that particular song there was so short. It's
short.
We were going to, what were we going to do? You tell me, folks.
Well, we were going to do some jokes, you know, some one-liners and, you know, some short riddles and puns and like that, but the song was a little short. So.
Yeah, and all we actually got figured out was the punchlines.
Yeah,
we haven't filled in the rest of the joke yet.
Oh, never let it be said that Kevin Carr and Tom Zak let people down.
What do you mean?
Never let it be said. Don't say it.
What do you mean?
Well, we'll do the punchlines anyway, then.
Without the joke?
We'll see how it works. We'll just do the punchlines without the jokes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Really Rotten Radio Review presents a truly unique and never-before-done part of our program. It's called the punchline time.
I guess.
Are you ready, folks?
All right, we're going to hit the punchlines.
Okay, go.
Four or five concrete slabs.
Pockets. I have no pockets.
Oh, my God. I've just run over a nun.
A white tornado. My shorts.
What do you want? Singers or dancers?
An egg with arthritis.
Argentina Turner.
Six.
Seven.
My wife, Gary.
To trip low-flying canaries.
Tony Orlando's mother.
We ate cream corn.
I'm not ripe yet.
So, there you have it. Punchlines without the jokes.
Yes, why don't you read this one thing about...
This is a PSA from the Rockford. Rockford and its neighboring suburbs have declared November National Leukemia Month. Contract leukemia.